holiday-wise, obviously thin out, but we don't want you to forget the good work that the people at My Friend's Place do. The great opportunity to get a hold of one of our CDs. If you enjoy the show, if you know somebody who likes the show, it's not a bad gift. And I know that a lot of people gave them as Christmas gifts, and we've been signing them. You know, whatever you need, we'll try to accommodate you. So far, $38,257. So if you go to philhendryshow.com, you can buy it online, and that's $2,350. Why we are not going to be at the Meeting of the Mouths? Well, it's very simply this. For the last two New Year's mornings, I've worked the Rose Parade. I've done it with a smile on my face, with an aching in my heart, and a banjo on my knee, and all of that. We've gone out and we've done our job, because I'm old school, baby. You know, you remember what Lalín said to Carlito in Carlito's Ways? Old school, baby, old school. That's me. I'm old school. That means I get out, I do what the man asked me to do. I get out, I take any gig, any job, we go and do it. But now I'm a married man who's an old school guy, which means now I have more than just myself to answer to. And I got a wife. I'm going to tell you right now. She absolutely refused that I work on New Year's Day. Refused. Would not allow it. New Year's Eve, I found out we were going to have a meeting of the mouths here at KFI. I said, that's great. And I was asked by our news director, Mark Austin Thomas, would I be a part of that? I said, you know what? I don't think I'll be able to, because, again, I put in for the time off as per the request of my family, and I don't think I can make that. As much as I'd like to be a part of that, I've already put in for the time off. Well, he came to me, Mark did last week, and he said, would you please reconsider? I said, you know what? I'll do it in the morning. I'll knock off Thursday night, you know, 10 o'clock. I'll get a hotel down the street, and I'll come back up, and we'll do the 6 a.m. to 10 with Bill. Went home, told the wife, forget it. Forget it. No way, no way, not a chance. You ain't going to do it. So, very courageously, I scribbled out a note to Mark, threw it on his desk, and ran away. Basically, it said, sorry, I can't do it. I thought I could, I can't do it. And he's been very nice about it. He's not, you know, saying anything to me. He's kind of passing me in the hallways as if I don't exist. But he's been very nice about it. That's why. Huh? Like, yeah, the way David Hall treats me. In other words, oh, yeah, who are you? Oh, Phil, yeah, how you doing? Great. Did you get that chair? Yeah, I did get the chair from Premier. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. So we're not going to be on the Meeting of the Mouths. I'd love to. It would have been in days of yore when I was a much better man. It would have been something I'd do. But you know what? My life is slowly slipping from me. My control of my life has slowly ebbed. It ain't me anymore. It's me and six.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Now, I got a copy of Time Magazine's People of the Century. This is a great book. I enjoy stuff like this. Always have. I like history. I like current events. I read it. It's relaxing. I dig looking at who, you know, was top-notch. Who was considered to be the pivotal movers and shakers. 100 men and women who shaped the last 100 years. And we got a copy of this. We also got our Time magazine with Einstein. He's the man of the century. And we asked last week on the show, you may recall, for a listener of ours, a male listener of ours, to put together his list of the top 10 women of the last century. Because you know what? Most of these lists, and this is Time Magazine tried their ding-dangus, but most of the people on this list are men. And we just wondered how many people are really aware of the great contributions that women have made, and how many men are aware of the great contributions of women down through the decades of this century, and more importantly, how many men are aware of who those prominent women were that helped motivate some change, for better or for worse in this century, because after all, you know, Hitler's on this list along with Mahatma Gandhi and a whole lot of other people. And so we did get a response from a man in Redondo Beach, California. His name is Chris Norton. We have him on the line right now. And Chris, basically you talked to Mike Schaefer, the producer of the show, and what did he tell you to do?
He said to get put together a list of the top 10 women of the last 100 years of the last century. He said that I had to do it in 1 week's time, and he said that I needed to do it so that it reflected what I thought were the top women of the century through my reading and understanding of current events.
Were you allowed to go into to read history, to go to the library?
He told me that I was allowed to look up names, yeah, in you know, reference material, to use newspapers and to put together a list that way. But he said that they had to be my picks for the top women of the century.
So you put your list together based upon who you consider to be. And what was your criteria for top women of the century?
Phil, I guess probably the same criteria that you would use for the top men of the century. I think they had to be women who contributed to society, who were examples, good examples to other women, who innovated or, you know, changed or did something like that, you know, who could change things and make things better for women in the century.
Okay, and you have your list, and I know you faxed it over here to Mike, so we're going to go through it one at a time. Now, I want to tell you that I've seen your list. There's some very interesting names on here. One name that is not on here that did make Time Magazine's list is Margaret Thatcher. Were you talking to Mike about Margaret Thatcher?
Well, you'd asked me to talk to him about her.
Okay, and what do you know about Margaret Thatcher?
It's like that's the same thing that he asked me.
I know. Mike was asking about it too. What do you know about Margaret Thatcher?
I know that she was from Great Britain.
That's right.
And I knew about
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, I know that she was very prominent from Great Britain in the 1980s.
Okay, prominent from Great Britain in the 1980s. What did she do?
I don't know if she was involved in science or she was a queen. I think I know she's not a queen because I know they already have a...
That's Queen Elizabeth, right. Margaret Thatcher.
That's on the tip of my tongue, too.
You want a little more time?
Well, I think she was involved in like some uprising or something. I don't know.
Okay, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Okay, yeah, that was the other thing that yeah. So I mean that's what Mike was telling me.
So a lot of these are very difficult, and again, it's very subjective. Knowing who some of the more prominent women of the last 100 years were, we're going to get to your list and the list that you put together. Another name that you left off of here was Madonna.
Right. I did leave Madonna off.
Now, why was that? Because you're a big fan of music.
I left off Madonna because that I think that Madonna is a very talented woman. But I think that her face, in other words, I think she's always had a very good athletic body. I think she's always had a very sexy body. But I think her face in recent times has gotten, you know, sort of nasty to look at. But I do believe that she has a good singing voice. I think basically, though, her singing voice is not as strong as it used to be. And I think she's gotten kind of nasty looking in the face. But I think her body's still as tight as probably it always has been. You know,
so you leave Madonna off of this list because she's not as beautiful?
I think, well, Well, I mean, she's an entertainer, so a lot of that has to do with, you know, how good she looks. And
do you think her and you don't think her singing's as strong?
No, I don't think her singing's as strong as it used to be, and I don't. And I think her body is still as good as it used to be, but I think her face is nastier now. It was nasty, but I think it's gotten fairly nasty looking now.
And when you say that Madonna's face is nasty,
well, I mean, she has that space between her teeth, you know, and in other words, what I'm saying is, if you're going to be an entertainer. And
let me interrupt you here for a minute, Chris. Would you say that if people were to say that you're a little bit shallow in your view of Madonna?
No, I'm not. I'm not, because if you're an entertainer, yeah, you have to take into consideration your looks, okay? And that's what I'm talking about.
So, okay, because she's on stage and she entertains, then her looks are pivotal.
Yeah, I believe that they are. And I think that in recent years, Madonna's face has gotten nasty. But I think, you know, she's still a great entertainer, but that would knock her off the top 10 list.
Okay, let's talk about your top 10 list. Top 10 women of the 20th century, Chris. You got it in front of you?
Yeah, I do, Phil.
Go ahead.
Okay, these are my top 10 women of the 20th century. I think they all have different things that they've done that I think qualify them for the list. Number one, I think Marilyn Monroe. I don't think there's any doubt that she is a, you know, very big figure in the history of women in this country in entertainment. She is a great comedian. She's also had a very, you know, nice body. She was very, very beautiful, and she was also very talented. Number two is Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield kind of followed the footsteps of Marilyn Monroe. She was a good comedian. She had a very, very big pair. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Okay, that's good.
You know, but she just did. She had a big pair and also had a good body. Number three, the woman that made up birth control. What I'm trying to remember her name.
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger, because I think that's important for the sexual revolution of what I've been a big part of. I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
That's okay. You're doing fine. So number one, Marilyn Monroe. Number two, Jane Mansfield. Number three, Margaret Sanger.
The lady that made up birth control.
That's Margaret Sanger.
Okay, yeah, Margaret Sanger. Number four, Mother Teresa, because I think that she's done a lot to help poor people and the needy. Number five, Dolly Parton, because I think that she lifted herself up from poverty and made a name for herself and made a big impression. She's also another one, like Jane Mansfield. She's got a really big pair on her, and I think that makes her very attractive. Number six, Sharon Tate, because...
Sharon Tate?
Yeah, the lady that got killed by Manson.
Okay.
Because she was on her way to great stardom before Manson killed her, and I think that if he hadn't killed her, she would have been one of the all-time, you know, interested actresses, and also because, you know, I think with her death came a lot of other women that wanted to kind of, you know, go into acting and be good at it. Number seven, Sharon Stone. I think her courageous film Basic Instinct was very courageous. Number eight, Martha Stewart, because she shows women how to make the home nice. Number nine, Britney Spears, because she's a young, up-and-coming actress, and she also has a nice body and a nice, she has a nice-looking butt. And number 10, Daisy Fuentes, because she has led the way for a lot of, you know, Latin women to get in entertainment.
All right, Chris, hold on, because we do have to take a break. That's Chris Norton with his top 10 women of the 20th century. We'd like to get your comment on that list. That's just a regular guy, one of our regular listeners. He lives in Redondo Beach, California. He's a 28-year-old pharmaceutical salesman. He sells pharmaceutical supplies for drugstores. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. At 1-800-449-8686, it is the Phil Hendry Show, and we have Chris here from Redondo Beach, and he put together his list of the top 10 women of the century. We wanted to do this with a man who is a listener of ours. We didn't want to get a scholar. We didn't want to get anyone who was too overly educated, and I understand that you've been to college, Chris?
I've got 2 years. I have an associate arts degree at, from Santa Monica City College.
Okay, 2 years, and then you went into the world of business, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're an educated guy. You've at least got 2 years of college, but you don't have a degree. I mean, other than your associate arts.
Other than associate arts, no, sir. I don't have any other degree, but I do like to read, and I am. Very much, I am a bachelor, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of women, you know, and I do, you know, enjoy women, so.
All right, let's look at your list. The top 10 women of this century: Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Margaret Sanger, Mother Teresa, Dolly Parton, Sharon Tate, Sharon Stone, Martha Stewart, Britney Spears, Daisy Fuentes, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, let's go to Canby on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Canby, and I was simply appalled. I didn't see any merit in what this guy had to say as far as
the women on his list?
The women on his list. I mean, did the biggest boobs and the nicest butt count for anything?
That, good point. Chris?
Okay. I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm sorry that I brought that up. I mean, as a man, I can't ignore that. But I wanted to focus on the integrity of a person, which would be what I would focus on.
I mean, I think that you threw Mother Teresa in there.
No. What I want to say is the life of Jane Mansfield was very interesting because she was very poor. She did bring herself up. She taught herself dancing. She taught herself singing. She fought her way to the top in what was primarily...
entertainment.
Okay, but I know that's entertainment, but it also shows that she had a lot of guts. But as a man, I can't ignore the fact that she did have a big pair. I mean, I'm sorry, you know. And
okay, well, what do you mean as a man you can't ignore that?
Well, you can't. I mean, it's like Dolly Parton. The same
well,
thing.
how would it feel to you if all I judged the men that made a huge impact by some physical attribute that had nothing to do with their integrity, had nothing to do with any impact that they made? Like if I
are you saying,
guy
ma'am,
had a great
yeah.
butt?
Well, are you saying, Chris, that this is why she's on the list because she was endowed that way?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to. If you talk about Jane Mansfield, I mean,
yeah.
you got to mention the fact she had a pretty good pair on her. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
same thing with Britney Spears.
I don't think that is something that you really do have to mention.
Well, as a man, he asked me to make the list.
It is an attribute.
But he asked
but
me to make
something
the list.
But it's something that only her and her husband really can enjoy.
Well, no. I mean, Jane Mansfield, see, as a man, I made the list. Okay, I mean, the whole world enjoyed Jane Mansfield's pair. You know,
okay, I'm a little uncomfortable with you constantly talking about Jane Mansfield's pair. Jane Mansfield, by the way, met her end prematurely in an automobile accident. It was not a pretty sight. So let's have a little respect.
Well, I do have respect. I'm just saying that was part of her attraction.
As one of the top 10 women of the century. That's what you're saying?
I can think of a list of women right now that made a bigger impact that are alive and well today.
Okay,
like,
ma'am, give
instance,
me...
For instance,
yeah.
Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
She's a PhD. She is a wonderful and integrity-filled woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she may not have changed the world by having bigger boobs, but she has...
Well, I mean, what did she do besides... You know, she went to school. That's great. I mean, a lot of people go to school, but...
Yeah, she has written many books.
Is she the one that gave the poem on the
she
day
is.
That Clinton was the president?
In the inauguration, that's right.
Wasn't she kind of, like,
black?
I shouldn't say...
Yes,
No, I didn't say black, but she was kind of...
Other
words, like frumpy or a little frumpy?
She's older.
Frumpy,
you know,
well, she might be frumpy.
I don't think that if you judge people...
Yeah.
If you're just judging by bodies,
right.
Then, honey, you just go right ahead.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Those women that you mentioned.
I'm not. I mean,
those women that you mentioned are right up there if you mention bodies. But if you're mentioning people who made an impact on the world, none of those women really made a huge impact on the world.
How can you not say Marilyn Monroe was not a great example to women all over the world?
Oh, yeah. Marilyn Monroe, she taught me how to use makeup.
Well, I'm sorry. She fought her way to the top in a predominantly male profession.
Yeah, and
she changed the world.
She slept with the president.
Society.
Big
she
deal.
Changed,
that is a
society.
Huge accomplishment.
I think that's slanderous for you to say that. She changed society the way we know it.
And how
Marilyn Monroe
exactly
changed
did
society.
She change society?
The whole way, she was an icon. She was a cultural icon that people looked to as a whole new way. If you look at Marilyn Monroe, okay, up to that point, women thought that they had to be thin, okay? Marilyn
she was
Monroe,
size 16.
Marilyn Monroe brought back,
by the way,
know,
she was size 16.
Is that big or small, ma'am? I'm not sure. Size 16, when you're talking to guys, is that big or small?
That is huge.
Okay, so what
that
you're saying, Chris?
I am not a tiny person.
So, Chris, what you're saying is she made being big fashionable.
Yeah, she made having a large butt fashionable, which I think is
right.
Well. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, a lot of women worry about that. Okay, so you can't deny that. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So all right, thank you. I got to take
a
break.
Big butt fashionable, and that's her great contribution.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Who are the top 10 women of the century? It kind of got me thinking about it because I was looking at these people of the century lists that Time Magazine had put out, and I suppose Time is considered to be the real expert in the field, given the fact they've been around so long. And yet, their list is, it's kind of heavy with men. So we had one of our listeners, a man, pick this list. We talked to him last week. We took a few qualifiers on the line. His name is Chris, lives in Redondo Beach. We also threw out some names like Margaret Thatcher, Madonna. And Chris, I'm going to throw out one more name to you before we go back to our phone calls, and I want you to tell me what you know about this woman, Eleanor Roosevelt.
I know that she had something to do with black people.
Something to do with black people.
I think, but.
I'll give you a hint. She lived the middle part of the century.
Okay, that would be...
like in the 40s, 30s and 40s?
Okay. Boy, you're stumping me with these tonight.
Well, we're looking at the list that you put together, the top 10 women of the century. Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Margaret Sanger, Mother Teresa, Dolly Parton, Sharon Tate, Sharon Stone, Martha Stewart, Britney Spears, and Daisy Fuentes, okay? And so...
Yeah, well, if you're saying that this is a name that I should have on my list, I was told to put the ones that I thought...
No, I'm not saying that you should. I'm just asking you, what do you know about Eleanor Roosevelt? And then we have to go to our phone calls. Eleanor Roosevelt, what do you know about her?
Man. I know she had something to do with black people.
Something to do with black people?
Yes, sir. I'm drawing a blank.
All right. I'll give you the answer in a minute. Let's go to another phone call here. Sandy Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. What would you like to know?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Well, the person that you have on the air sounds like he doesn't know anything about women of this century. In fact, women of the last 20 years were favorable as far as physical attributes. That's one thing. But as far as women that were great, that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, I mean, could you repeat that?
You're talking about women with big boobs. That's something of a physical thing. That's not women. You're talking about women of the century. That's 100 years of accomplishments.
I know, but I'm saying...
Like Eleanor Roosevelt, you don't even know who Eleanor Roosevelt is? She was President Roosevelt's wife, number one. And you're right, she did help black people, or you would prefer Afro-American.
Right, I
heard of Queen, you ever heard of Queen Elizabeth?
I'm sorry?
You ever heard of Queen Elizabeth?
She was a...
Queen
you
Elizabeth.
You don't know who Queen Elizabeth was?
No, sir. I'm saying Queen Elizabeth was the one who was in... I don't know what...
Queen Elizabeth.
Hold on, I want to see if you can get this. Who is, what did Queen Elizabeth do?
I don't know. I didn't know I'd be brought on this show to be laughed at. You know,
I'm sorry, sir. I don't. That's not my intent. But I do. The gentleman has a good question. Who is Queen Elizabeth? Please tell us.
She's an actress, I think.
Okay. No, not Elizabeth Taylor. Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth Taylor did a lot of good herself. That's true.
Queen Elizabeth was the. Shut up for a minute, man. She was the Queen of England.
Is there somebody
no
helping
kidding.
You? Is there somebody helping you?
Of course.
Well, I mean, he told me to put together a list, and I did. Jane Mansfield, you cannot deny, had big boobs, okay? And you can't deny that Dolly Parton's got a pretty good pair on her, too.
I thought the thing was to put together the greatest women of the century,
well,
not the greatest boobs of the century.
No, these women are great, okay?
Greatest boobs of the century. Now, that would have been a better list.
No, these women are great. It just so happens they got a nice pair, too.
How about Golda Meir?
Was she a model or something, or what?
No, he said 100 years, the century, not the last 10 years of your adult life.
What was her name? Goldie what?
Golda Meir. Golda Meir.
Is that the one in the fairy tale? Or?
What fairy tale?
How about Miss Gandhi?
The Three Bears?
That's Goldilocks, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I think what you're doing now is you're trying to make fun of me.
No, I'm just naming women who are great women of the century.
Gandhi? I thought
yes.
That was a dude.
Hmm?
I thought that was a dude.
Yeah, but he had a wife who lived after he...
They made that James Bond movie after that Golda person. I don't know. Golda lady or something.
Okay.
How about Oprah Winfrey?
That's the one who has the TV show.
She's done a lot for quite a few people, too.
Okay, sir. I appreciate your phone call. Here is Moreno Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Boy.
I have a question for him.
Yeah, you need to turn your radio down, too. We can hear it in the background there, okay?
I have a question for him. I was wondering, how is Britney Spears a woman of the century? How did she make it?
Because if you look at her, life, she was raised poor in Louisiana. Her family didn't have nothing, and then she went to Orlando, and you know, punched through and made a big name for herself in a very short time. She's only 17 years old when she come from Louisiana, and she not have nothing. And then she come out to Orlando where, they taught her how to dance and sing and everything. And I think that's a very inspiring story for a lot of people to see how she fought her way from nothing all the way to being the number one female star in the world.
But whatever
and yeah,
happened to...
yeah, and nobody wants me to say it, but yeah, she's got a nice pair.
That has nothing to do with her being on the top, on the list for the women of the century. I have a nice pair, too. That doesn't make me a person of the century.
Well,
whatever happened to Princess Diana?
She died.
How come she didn't make your list?
Well, I don't understand.
I mean,
Princess Diana, the Princess of Wales. You remember who she was, right?
Yeah, the one that was in the car wreck.
The one that was in the car wreck, yes, that one. Why would she not be on your list?
She didn't do much.
You would put Britney Spears over Princess Diana?
All I'm saying is, Princess Diana, if she's the one that I've seen in the magazine, she didn't have a... I mean, Britney Spears has a nice pair, okay, number one. Right? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Britney Spears has a nice pair.
I can't believe you're judging them by their boobs.
No, I'm a man, aren't I? Aren't I allowed to be a man?
What's that got to do with Princess Diana?
Mr. Henry, you picked me on your radio show last week to put together the top 10 list of women of the last 100 years, and I'm doing the very best job that I can. And I've been called names, I've been called stupid, you know.
Well, you do sound real stupid right now.
Why do I sound stupid? Why? Because I happened to pick Britney Spears? Princess Diana didn't do much for me. What'd she do?
She did a lot for a lot of people.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen pictures of her in that Life magazine one that they did on her, and also People magazine, too, did one on her. And Britney Spears, you've got to tell, right now you have to know that she had a better pair than Princess Diana. Having a nice pair of boobs isn't a requirement, but it helps. That's all I'm saying.
So oh Princess Diana doesn't make your list because she doesn't have a nice pair?
Not anymore, she doesn't. She might have.
Do you have you ever heard of Jackie Kennedy Onassis? Have you ever heard of her?
Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
She was the President Kennedy's widow.
Right.
I don't know. Was she the one that was the mother of John Kennedy?
Yeah, she was the one.
Yeah, that's her.
She's walking on the small boob side of the street.
What has that has nothing to do with the impact
I'm just telling
made.
I'm just telling you what side of the street she was walking on. I ain't saying she's good. I ain't saying she's bad. I'm just telling you what side of the street.
The small boob side.
Yeah. God.
This should have been
coming
the top
down
10
on
boobs
me.
Then.
Yeah, when we do the top 10 boobs of the 20th century, man, we'll thank you, ma'am, for your call. We'll give you a call here, okay? I wasn't asking you to list the top 10.
Well, it wouldn't be the top 10 boobs because that's only five women. It'd be like the top. You'd have to...
I got it, okay? I understand. Troutdale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I in the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, dude, you. I don't know.
What?
I would like to say something to you. The women that should be on this list are the women that are going to make it in our children's history books. How about the women that even want their names said? I'm talking women who you don't remember.
Well, what's wrong with the list that I made? What's wrong with Marilyn Monroe? What's wrong with Dolly Parton? Martha Stewart too, who also has helped women.
No, I'm talking these. That's like in the last 10 years.
Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa's been around a long time.
And yeah, Mother Teresa did great things. I'm talking about the women. I mean, we're talking about 100 years here, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about 100 years. You know how, I mean, that's...
The lady that made up birth control was 100 years ago.
The lady that made up birth control.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you get her name, man?
That's so you can go out and be...
The lady who made up birth control. Get her name. It's Margaret Sanger. Okay? Margaret Sanger. You understand that?
Yeah. She lived like in the 1910s. She lived in the 1910s.
Look, man, I'm saying that the women that need.
By the way, did Margaret Sanger have a nice pair?
You know, I mean, you can make fun all you want. I made up a list.
No, really, seriously. Did Margaret Sanger have a good looking pair? Or did Mother Teresa have a nice pair?
I don't think so, man. She was like a nun. You know? I don't think so. God, man.
I'm talking to the DJ now, the one that I think
Yes, ma'am.
Respectful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm talking about the women who you are not even going to... Hopefully, their names will be said, but I'm talking about the women who you're going to think of their actions. To be honest with you, I probably couldn't name... The women that I know for doing things.
Well, go ahead. Give me
what they did.
Give me the top 10. Your top 10 list.
Shoot. Like I said, I can't remember their names.
Oh, look at that. Okay, everybody's coming down on me, and she don't know one name. And Martha Stewart, by the way, does not have a big pair. Okay, I didn't put her on the list because she's got a good pair. Okay.
All right.
Like
so
you said, you need to remember the people who did great things. Okay.
Okay. Martha Stewart has done wonderful things for women in the home, in helping women prepare their homes.
Look, buddy, you didn't even know the Queen of England's name. Okay. Why don't you put maybe Princess Diana on there? You know.
Oh, here we go with Princess Diana again. Is that the only one that you women know about?
No. What I'm saying is, I would have to go to the library and I have to look at the last 100 years. But you cannot. You can't even say. Can you say the actual scientific word for the, what do you call them, pears? You eat pears. You don't put them up against a woman's.
Martha Stewart does not have a big pear. She makes a nice pie.
And that's what you like about her.
No, what I'm saying about Martha Stewart is she's taught the American women how to make a beautiful home and how to be, a hostess for a party, you know, like a New Year's party or something like that. And that's valuable for a lot of women who don't choose to go into the workplace no more. And Princess Diana, I'm sorry, no boobs, flat ass. I don't know what she did.
She went around the world. She campaigned on behalf of eliminating landmines in these war-torn regions. She talked to and helped and contributed to the aid of orphans, war orphans and refugees. She was a woman who cared greatly about kids in her own country.
She can't make a good pie for the orphans and forget about her.
And her ass was flat?
Have a couple big knockers, make a pie for an orphan, then you got on the list, right?
What are you pissed off about?
Because, I mean...
Hey, I saw Martha Stewart make a candle with a hole in the sand. Thank you. Okay? Can you do it? No. Have you got a good pair? No. Is your butt...
Whoa.
What?
So now...
Do you? Do you or do you not?
Yeah, actually, if you need to know, I do.
Okay. So what's wrong with me noticing that, you know, Martha Stewart... What's your name?
My name? Hell if I'm going to tell you what my name is.
Oh, man. The whole...
Look, how is it that we went from the top women of the century to, do you have a nice pair?
Well, I made the list based upon a thing what I know.
Based upon the things what you know. Okay, ma'am, thank you for your call. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We have Chris here, a listener of ours, with his top 10 women of the century. Here, 1-800-449-8686. All right, let's get back to Chris, our listener from Redondo Beach. He has his list of the top 10 women of the century. Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, and forgive me, Chris, but you call her the woman that made up birth control.
I know, it's Margaret Sanger.
Right, Margaret Sanger, but you didn't know her name, did you?
Yes, sir, I did know her name, but I had...
Yeah, but you just called her the woman that made up birth control.
I do know what her name is now, sir.
Okay, Margaret Sanger, Mother Teresa, Dolly Parton, Sharon Tate, Sharon Stone, Martha Stewart, Britney Spears, and Daisy Fuentes. And you've also made the statement that Jane Mansfield had a great pair. So did Dolly Parton. So did Britney Spears. And I'm not going to...
Mr. Henry.
No. And I'm not going to put you down for that because you have said, and there's a little bit of truth to it, you're a guy, so naturally you're going to notice stuff like that. How that qualifies them for the greatest women of the century... I'm not sure. Let's go to Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I'd like to respond to what you said.
That's fine, but let me talk to the lady in Portland. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess I would say right at the top, I would probably agree with three of Chris's choices, Martha Stewart, Mother Teresa, and Margaret Sanger. And the previous callers mentioned Princess Diana and Oprah Winfrey and Golda Meir. Those are great also.
Why Oprah Winfrey? I'm curious. Why Oprah Winfrey?
She's
on television.
As Chris likes to mention, it is important when people come from poverty and do make success in their chosen field.
Oh yeah, so Oprah Winfrey's okay, but the rest of my list isn't. I mean, that's a little hypocritical.
Well, no.
Yeah. What has Oprah Winfrey done? I mean, Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe done more for people than Oprah Winfrey had. You know, so.
Well, I didn't read her autobiography, I guess, so.
Whose?
Or any biographies on her, but.
All right, so you, Oprah Winfrey, huh?
Yeah, I would do Oprah Winfrey. I would also add Barbara Walters.
Barbara, okay, so you've got a whole lot of entertainers on your list, too, huh?
And I would add Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Dr. Joyce Brothers. Your list sucks as much as his.
Well, you know, I think, Phil.
No, I mean, this lady's list is just as facile as yours. Dr. Joyce Brothers, Oprah Winfrey. Who is the other one?
Barbara Walters.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Here is,
Well, you know, see what I'm saying? I mean,
I know what you're saying. Not everybody's got their both oars in the water. You included, my man. Here is Wilkesboro on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Man, this dude, man, all he wants to talk about is boobs and butts on women, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's. You think of anything better, you go ahead and give me a call. You know what I'm saying?
I got a list right here, man. It's real women have done real things. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, Lady Di, for one.
Lady who?
Lady Diana. Princess Diana. Okay, you ever heard of her?
Flat ass.
Okay, you know what else? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Jackie Onassis.
No boobs.
Betty Ford.
No ass or boobs.
You're unbelievable, dude.
You really
Queen
are.
Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. Amelia Earhart.
Nasty.
Amelia Earhart.
Totally nasty.
Barbara Bush.
Nasty
Hillary
in the face.
Clinton.
Nasty in the
Nancy
face.
Nancy Reagan.
Nasty in the face.
I'm still stuck on for a 10th one. But these
Daisy
women
Fuentes.
I've got, man.
You need a 10th one, man? You need a 10th one?
Just,
how about Marilyn Monroe? What about Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe?
Yes.
Marilyn
Monroe,
she was in her time, but, you know.
Give me that list again, sir. You had some interesting women there. Go ahead.
Lady Diane.
No ass.
Shut up. Hold on for a minute. Chris, be quiet.
Okay.
Lady Diana.
Lady Diana. Jackie Onassis.
Dead.
Betty Ford.
Almost dead.
Queen Elizabeth.
Almost dead.
Okay, stop. Hold on. Put him on hold for a minute. Go ahead. Do it again. Keep going.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart.
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan.
And I'm still stuck on a tenth.
How about the lady that made up birth control? Okay, pal, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
there you go. All kinds of people with their lists of the top 10. Let's get the guy back on. If you're going to behave like a child.
No, I mean, his list was not valid. That lady called in, her list wasn't valid. People make fun of my list. Hillary Clinton. Give me a break, man. That number one woman of the whole 100 years. And then the dude's talking about Barbara Bush. I mean, that's a crime, man. You know, back in 1946, they had something called a war crimes, crime against humanity. Barbara Bush, that's a war crime right there, man, trying to put her on.
Okay, I got it, man. Your whole idea of Daisy Fuentes, Britney Spears, and Martha Stewart and all the rest of them is based upon whether she's got a good pair or not. So what makes your list so valid?
No, it's just part of it, that's all. Just part of the overall thing that makes her a great woman. I mean, these are great women, but you got to look at them, too. You know what I'm saying?